In 2004, several research institutions like the University of Michigan, the University of California, Cornell University, and something the Second Circuit Court of Appeals calls the University of Indiana, let Google begin to scan their library collections. 4 years later, some of these universities announced a plan to set up a repository for the digital copies, and eventually some 80 institutions joined what became the HathiTrust, where now more than 10 million scanned books reside. Gathering all this information in one place has been a boon for researchers, but not apparently for certain authors and their guilds who fear for the copyright-protected books. For those who don't know the HathiTrust, it allows users to search across this collection, but unless a scanned book is in the public domain or the copyright holder has given permission, the search result provides only the page number upon which the term appears and the number of times it appears, not the actual text. In 2012, these authors and their guilds sued for copyright infringement. In the main, the question came down, as it often does in these cases, to fair use. Copyright grants exclusive rights for a term of years, but fair use allows the public, under certain circumstances, to bypass those rights. The presiding judge at the trial court sided with the universities. Quote, "I cannot imagine a definition of fair use that would not encompass the transformative uses by the HathiTrust and would require that I terminate this invaluable contribution to the progress of science and the cultivation of the arts," unquote. The last part of this in reference to the ancient idea that copyright exists to promote the progress of science and useful arts. A transformative use, of course, is the most popular type of fair uses, a fact the Second Circuit Court of Appeals noted when it next took up the case. Merely repackaging or republishing a copyrighted work is unacceptable, but transforming it into something new or adding to its meaning is fine, even encouraged. For example, the Second Circuit has found that the use of copyrighted photographs in collages is transformative. And the Fourth Circuit allowed the use of student papers by a company that detects plagiarism because plagiarism detection constituted transformative use. On the other hand, the Southern District of New York found, famously, that taking Holden Caulfield, a character belonging to J.D. Salinger, and aging him and putting him in different scenarios was not transformative. The HathiTrust use here clearly falls into the former category, or as the court put it, a word search is, quote, different in purpose, character, expression, meaning, and message from the page and book from which it is drawn, unquote. The court found the searchable database quintessentially transformative. But there was more. Another fair use question is the negative effect on the marketability of the protected item. Here, the authors had two objections. First, that the university's use would not allow the authors to sell to libraries their own database that provides full-text searching. The court made short work of this, noting that copyright only protects the books themselves, not a potential database one might make from them. Second, the authors felt that gathering together in one place all of this material leaves open the possibility of theft. The defendants, for their part, provided the court with their extensive security measures, and the court found no reason to dispute them. I should probably be of two minds on this issue. As a researcher, I use the HathiTrust not infrequently, but as the author of books, I also stand to lose potential income by infringing activity. Of course, the amount of income I earn from book writing is equivalent to how much I spend on food co-op soup each month, a fact I suspect is true of most authors. So I fail to see how making the information more findable would do me, or anyone, harm. I'm Travis McDade.